This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. With me now, our senior producer, Steve Prophet, to share some listener letters. And Steve, you're the guy who humiliated Alex yesterday with this compilation of musical bloopers.
Well, he's such a good sport. That Chadwick guy is just too easy. But let's let the humiliation continue and start with a correction and a regret.
The correction, noted by listener Carrick Patterson of Little Rock, concerns a story we ran last week about the death of a foster child in Ohio.
In it, reporter Karen Grigsby Bates used the word murder to refer to the death.
But as our listener notes, she also said the foster parents of the child were charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Murder, writes Carrick Patterson, is a specific crime, but you can't refer to the child as being murdered if the alleged perpetrators were charged with involuntary manslaughter.
All right. Our apologies for that error and the regret, Steve?
Well, it came in a story from our own Luke Burbank. He did it on Friday, about some of the more rueful moments of 2006. Here's the offending passage.
Ah, New Year's Eve, a time for excessive drinking, for watching what's left of Dick Clark count down to midnight, and for kissing people you only barely know.
The comment about Dick Clark elicited lots of comments as well from our listeners. Luke Burbank's statement about watching what's left of Dick Clark was in very bad taste, writes Lance Lamont of Detroit, who asks, why be rude to an aging icon in his declining years? Certainly, what's left of Luke Burbank lacks compassion. Well, Luke feels pretty bad about that dig, and here's his humble apology.
Okay, you guys have a point. That was a little bit harsh. I'm sorry.
That's our own Day to Day's Luke Burbank.
Madeline, some letters about the story we did on ratemyprofessor.com.
Yes, as it sounds, that's a site where students can grade their college professors on everything from the quality of their lectures to their personal appearance, hot or not.
A professor and a listener named Jane Doe, I think she wants to be anonymous, points out that at most schools, students fill out evaluations of teachers at the end of each class.
These, according to Jane Doe, offer some insight for teachers, something RateYourProfessor.com shouldn't pretend to offer.
And more unhappiness over an interview you did, Madeline, this one with a fellow who has a consulting firm that helps people come up with alibis.
Right, that's the company that will help you cheat on your spouse by providing evidence you're at, say, a professional conference in a distant city.
Nathan Gardner of Salt Lake City says he finds what they do, lying for a living, to be indefensible, and he chides us for giving them publicity.
This civilization is going to hell fast enough, writes Mr. Gardner. Let's not nudge it along.
And this pithy comment about the same subject from John Eden of Port Townsend, Washington. If your desire was to repulse, you exceeded beyond your wildest expectations. I may be out on a limb here, Madeline, but I don't think that was a compliment.
I don't think so. Okay. If you have a compliment, a correction, or just a thought about something you heard on this program, write to us.
It's so easy. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link at the top of every page.
Senior producer Steve Prophet, thank you as always.
You're welcome, Madeline.